Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
He's ready.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease, to build visibility and authority, and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Catherine Lucadu, the founder of Catherine AI, who helps entrepreneurs and leaders gain 24/7 personalized support to scale their businesses, master their mindset, and optimize their well-being. Through her industry-first AI-driven coaching platform, Catherine guides ambitious entrepreneurs and business leaders to work smarter rather than harder, drawing from over three decades of entrepreneurial experience with her personal journey of overcoming life-threatening health challenges. Now, Catherine's approach as the author of AI Secrets for Unstoppable Business and Life Hacks demonstrates how technology can transform personal development while preventing burnout, and while building systems that allow her to let go and trust her team. She's helping others break free from the never-ending jobs that many entrepreneurs create for themselves instead of that freedom that they originally envisaged. That's what it's all about. That's why we do this. So, hey, Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a great introduction. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So from your perspective, can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
So that's easy. I love to work with ambitious entrepreneurs and leaders. And the reason I say ambitious is because I love working with fellow people who are also high achievers. You know, people who have a goal, have a drive. And sometimes they know their purpose, sometimes they don't. And that's where my coaching comes in, because I do find that high achievers, ambitious individuals, they have this insatiable drive to want to get to the next level, to want to improve their life, to want to increase, you know, their mindset. They have a growth mindset, but every once in a while, they get to this place where they're stuck. What's next? Like, I've already achieved all these things. Well, what do I do now? What is that next level for me? Sometimes we just can't see it when we've achieved so much. And sometimes we need a reminder of how much we have achieved. There are times when I meet a client for the first time, and if they've been in a leadership position or they've been a CEO somewhere, and they come to me and they say, you know, I feel like it's time for me to move to my next chapter, but I don't actually know what that looks like because I've done really well so far in life. And so that's where we actually have to talk about, well, where are you right now? And you know, if you could imagine where you want to be, like, what does that look like to you? And usually it involves a little more balance in life. Usually it involves a little more freedom, but they don't, but they still have this drive. And so that's where we also have to start bringing in the idea of AI now. It's not going anywhere. It's not a passing trend. And so how can I help you achieve this balance, achieve this freedom, while also moving to the next level of your career and your life? And so how do we do that? How do we put that together? What does that look like? That's essentially what I help people do, is really get very clear on what that next step looks like. And then what do I need to help me fulfill it? What AI tools can I be using? How do I work smarter and not harder? Because so many high achievers have just used to be, you know, they've been grinding. They've been working 12, 15 hours a day for years and years and years. I mean, I'm one of those people where, I've had pneumonia, still working, you know, and I've got this and I'm still recording a podcast because it's just what you do. You just keep going. And so there is actually a better way. And so that is what I coach on. How do we find that better way? And just really enjoy life rather than, you know, we want to work to live and not live to work. That is the European mentality.
I want to jump into the place before then, because you say about these ambitious leaders, the high achievers.
Yes.
I sometimes find that term contradicting, because these high achievers, they've achieved so much, but also they haven't achieved some core fundamentals. So there is something missing there that they feel like they've achieved, but they haven't. These high achievers that need so much help. So I love that you bring that into, okay, something's missing. There's something core there that we can't see. So there's a bit of guilt, maybe a bit of frustration with, maybe it's the identity of oneself that we think we've got it all sorted. We can plow through and keep going, but it's elusive. There's something else there. So that's why sometimes I struggle, and a lot of people do, with that term high achievers, because it's not entirely accurate. So how do you help to maybe reduce that, maybe that frustration, maybe sometimes that guilt, or just downright confusion around what they perceive to have and what they, there it is, and what they actually want to feel inside?
But I think the key word that you used is really important. And you said the word identity. When you have been in a high achieving position, so let's start there. You have had a position, whether you have been running a company, whether you've been your own leader of your own company, doesn't matter what it is. Sometimes we develop that as our identity, right? I am a CEO. I am a CEO. Women and men both do this. You know, women will be, I am a mother. I am this, I am that. So we forget that these are roles that we play. And so we have this identity attached to these roles that we have. So what I find is when people come to me, their identity has been attached to what they've been doing, but they now feel like they're in a different chapter of life. So they haven't lost the high achieving aspect. It just looks different now. And when you talked about, you know, the feeling of it, and it feels different. You know, you can have been in sales and you were selling high levels of whatever it is that you were selling, houses or products or insurance or what, it doesn't matter what it was. That was your driving force, was let me get to the next level in sales and the next level and so on. At a certain point, reaching the next level doesn't do it for you anymore because you've moved beyond that chapter. So now it's, well, how many people can I impact in the sales industry? Can I take my knowledge now and give it back in a consultant type of way? Can I go and speak on a stage and affect people that way? So I don't think that the high achieving gene goes missing, I think it just transforms into what their next chapter looks like and they want to feel like. And their goal that they're now aiming for may not have a number attached to it, but it more has impact attached to it. Or maybe there's more emotion where I want to help people feel this, or I want to help people, you know, not get burnt out like I did. So it just looks different. It feels different.
Okay, I love what you said that. So you get to attach impact to it or attach emotion to it rather than just the figures, the results, what you get. There's some, again, back to something is missing. So to go away from the identity to it's just a role. Mark, I am not a black shirt, but I am wearing a black shirt today. Mm-hmm. I am not only a podcaster, but I have a podcast. There Yes. is a way to just kind of break these things down, which sometimes we don't see, we hold on too tight to. So this is a beautiful natural segue into, okay, so we need to shift perspectives. We need to see from a different place. We do need outside help. Coaches, consultants, even books that we can read to have us get that distance with AI. It's a beautiful way to talk to something, engage with something that has so much advice, so many perspectives, but also is not emotionally involved with your life. So can you expand a bit more on, you know, this better way, this new way, this different way? Some people embrace AI. I love it as a tool. Does it run my business? Hell no. Is it a beautiful tool to use? Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. So how do you help to bridge that gap between you're struggling with what you have, there is another way, and as you start to use this new way, you start to shift and see things in a way that you may never have seen before. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think that the first place that a person should begin, and it's where I begin, is where are you spending the most amount of time that isn't making you money? Because there are a lot of tasks that we have just learned to do because it's part of running the business that we don't actually need to be doing. For example, the amount of content creation that we need to be doing today across 1 million different platforms is incredible. It's, you know, I need to record a reel and then I need to create a carousel post. It just goes on and on. And then we also have blog posts. And if you're on LinkedIn, then you're also creating articles. And the list is never ending. So typically, the first thing I do is I want to audit their day. That's what I do with everyone. I audit your day. So I ask you to go back and to actually record. What do you do every 30 minutes of your day from when you wake up in the morning to when you're going to sleep at night? And so what we do is we start looking at, oh, well, that's interesting. You tend to be replying to emails every 15 minutes of your day. Well, did you realize that every time that you pull your focus away from what you've been working on to respond to the ding of an email, it actually takes you 8 minutes to get back your focus on the one thing that you were doing every time you get distracted? So whether that's a text message or an email coming in, or just the fact that you can hear that little ding, that will take your mind, your brain, 8 minutes to get back on track again. So think about how often you do that in a 1 hour period and how much time you've lost. So what I do is once we get that audit done, well, it's actually a wake-up call for everyone because most people don't even realize I was scrolling social media looking for ideas for content, which then completely took you off of course of where you needed to be. And then it was the type of the responsive emails and text messages and so on. Usually the first two things that I help them do, one is to get an email that has AI in it. And it is what I use. It sorts my emails. When an email comes in, I don't even have to read it. If I just know what the topic is or who it's from, I have a little clock at the bottom of my email. I press it, it removes it from my inbox and brings it back to me 2 hours later when I'm ready to read it. So I'm not getting distracted now. I'm not needing to go in. When, for example, newsletters every morning, most people will look at their email as a whole and they're trying to scan what's important. Where do I, you know? Whereas mine gets sorted into this looks like spam. This is a newsletter. This is this. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm now looking at 5 emails and then I'm done. I'm not looking at 30 emails, which takes up more of my time. So, you know, we go from there. Then we talk about content. If that is the next thing that's taking you a long time, we talk about how AI can help you. We create an AI assistant to create your content for you across all of your platforms. And, you know, from there, we're now looking at, let's talk about your life. You know, how, whether you're a male or female or whoever is making decisions in the house, for example, have AI help you figure out your meals for the day, right? Take a photo of your fridge and just say, based on what you see in my fridge, what can I make for breakfast that's according, you know, to my health? And it will do that. So I like to insert AI in a person's entire life, but we're going to do it one step at a time, depending on the audit that we've done of their week and where I see that so much time is being used on unnecessary tasks that I know AI could be taking over and giving you back 10 hours a week.
So it sounds like the biggest thing there is it's the focus and the intention. So what it is, your focus, your intention is the most important thing here. I was chatting to, I love this, this is not a coincidence, a new client for our podcast community. She was so proud of the social media work that her agency was doing for her. I was like, great, what are the results you're getting? Oh, no leads, no clients, but they're doing some great work. So what you're telling me is it's not working. There was a shift in perspective there, realizing, oh yeah, just because they're doing a lot of posts doesn't mean it's good. So her level was, it's working because they're doing posts, but it's not bringing engagement, no. No leads, no. No clients, no. That to me says it's not working. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard thing to see. So this focus on our time, the intention, looking at the data-driven results to help influence and guide us is super important. But if we flip that focus, we can oftentimes look at, as humans, we look at the negativity. We look at the risk. So with AI, you probably hear this time and time again, why, yep, I'm not going to use it. It's not for me. It's going to do this. There's all these negative aspects that we focus on. Why? Because human beings, it kept us alive. We got the genetics. So what do you hear time and time again in terms of why people don't want to leverage AI in certain ways in their business or life? What do you hear time and time again? And can you help bust a few myths?
So I would say the first most common is, I'm not having tech run my life, right? I do not want AI running my life. So sometimes you just have to put things into perspective as to, well, did you know that technology has been running your life probably for the last 8 years already? You know, it's already in your phone. It's already in your house. It's been in your car. It's attached to everything. It's on your watch. It's attached to everything you're doing already. But what worries people is we keep using this word AI, right? Which brings people back to Star Trek and things taking over the universe and so on.
Terminator, right?
Right, Terminator, of course. So I want to change the perspective of this and saying, well, hang on a second. I mean, if you didn't have to read 30 emails and you just had to read 5, wouldn't that help you? Yes, that's AI. What if you could just take a photo of your fridge and say, I've got no clue what to make for dinner. And within 10 seconds, you would have 5 different menus based on what you've already got. Would that help you? Yes. What if you could upload your blood tests and say, you know what? I really want to become healthy. I want to live a long life. According to these blood tests, how should I be eating for the next 4 weeks? And what does that look like in a grocery list? Within 10 seconds, you've already got a menu for the week and your grocery list created for you. So what I try and explain to people is when we look at this in the most simplistic way, AI is simply here to enhance our life and actually make things easier for us. We have been doing things the hard way and spending so much time and effort doing it, it's just not needed. So if I could make your life easier, would that be helpful to you? And so typically the answer is, well, yes. So therefore, the factor that we're not taking into account is just the fact that you're not sure how to use it. That's really what it is. And we're always skeptical about things that we don't understand. But if I made it...
The unknown is scary, again, back to genetics, because anything unknown is death at its root.
That's right. So what if we just make it really understandable? I think I can easily talk about this because I explain this to my parents all the time. My mother thinks it's amazing, you know, like when I show her, I can upload blood tests and within 10 seconds, I now have a menu for the week. Or I say, well, I want to lose 10 pounds over the next 4 weeks. What does that look like according to everything you know about my health? So now I've got this tailored, you know, advice. And as our parents age, you know, health is on their minds. They want to be here longer to see their grandchildren and their children and so on. So as long as we explain it in its simplest form, you know, if this could do this for you, would you be on board? Well, let me show you how to do that. I think that it's overcomplicated. And I think that media loves to sensationalize things when if we just looked at things in their practicality, you know, why did we go from, for example, an analog watch to a digital watch? Well, because it was easier to read. You know, we didn't have to figure out where the hands were. We could just see the time. When we look at everything, we would never have moved forward with technology if somebody hadn't said, here, let me make this easy for you. Let me really explain how this works.
Well, let's make this real because tell me from your perspective, it might be personal, it might be business. It's a business podcast. Let's talk about business. How has it really impacted your business? What are those things that, even if you break it apart, yes, there's so many things it can do, but you said about emails, but what else with maybe the production, the actual work, the doing that you have found, oh, I was doing it the hard way. This helps so much. What stands out for you?
Oh my gosh. There's so much. So one of the businesses that I run, I actually run multiple businesses myself, and I can do that with the help of AI. So one of my businesses is actually real estate. I still hold a real estate broker's license and I have a team. So therefore I have other responsibilities during my day apart from being a coach and so on. But the beauty of AI is, for example, when we used to have to create a real estate market update every month, okay, we would have to go into the system. We would have to record all the numbers of this type of home and this type of home in this area, put it all together. It would take me about 2 hours once a month to create this market update. What I do now is I can take screenshots of all the markets. I upload them into AI. And I say, I would like you to write me the summary of the real estate market update based on these three areas, all of these homes, and within 20 seconds, and that's probably me exaggerating how long it takes, I now have something that used to take me 2 hours, now takes me less than 5 minutes. And it's accurate, right? Because we're speaking about numbers and understanding. But the beauty of this is if you upload 5 years worth of real estate market updates, I can actually get AI to tell me where we're going based on the past patterns, I can feed it more information, looking at the world, looking at world economics, looking at Canadian economics. I would like you to foretell where we'll be by December 2025. I mean, that now makes me a magician, right? Like,
but it's just, again, back to what you said earlier. It's just data. We're just talking about data, seeing this. And while we are data processing machines in so many ways, this helps to do that quicker. It's not foolproof. You still have to check a lot of this.
I would love to interrupt you for a moment. I love what you just said, because it is a data processing machine, but do you know where humans make the mistake? Is we start adding in emotions to all these numbers, which we shouldn't, because it's a data set that if we just looked at the pattern of the data, it would actually give us a more accurate picture. But as humans, we tend to start inserting our feelings about, well, I don't know how I feel about these numbers. And do I really think that's really what the house is going to be worth in 6 months from now? We start clouding the judgment of the same data set, that we should just leave it alone and let it be what it is. But we don't do that. And I think that myself, having written the book on AI, having created Catherine AI, I have actually become a better communicator using AI every day, because it's teaching me to remove the emotion in a lot of the decisions that I'm making. And what that does is you now make decisions that are more clear, that are more logical, that are not based on my fleeting emotions of, do I happen to be angry right now? Do I happen to be happy right now? Am I sad right now? Do I feel sick? Right? Because every time we make a decision in a certain emotional state, that affects the type of decision we're making. But what if we removed that and we just started making decisions based on what it is we have in front of us?
Lovely. So we've got focus, intention, and emotion, core aspects of this. So you're right. I mean, the old technique back in ye old days with emails, that write down on a Word document the email you want to reply to that person with. Don't send it, but at least you write it, get it out of your system so that you can write it. These days, you can pop it into AI saying, here's what I want to say, and just rant. And then please tell me how I should respond in this way. You got to say it. You got to process it. And then you get, here's what you should say, here's a reply. There's just beautiful techniques that you can use to be able to maybe diffuse, transmit. It's not about removing the emotion. It's about not fueling everything with the wrong emotion. It's about not being in this world that everyone wants agency, everyone wants choice. There's the conundrum. We all want agency. We all want choice. However, our emotions dictate our choice.
They do.
Conundrum. Love that. Oh.
Yeah. But here's, if you were to go one step further and you actually start learning from the responses that AI is giving you, when you say, you know, I'm really angry and this is what I really want to tell this person in this email, but I know that I can't really tell him that way. And I'd really like you to help me phrase it better and make sure it still sounds respectful, even though I'm really angry, you know, and you'd go through this whole thing. And what I love about the way that AI responds is, you know, Catherine, I understand how you're feeling right now, but let's really just pull out the core points of what you're talking about and let's answer like this. And as you see it begin to diffuse, you start to think to yourself, you know, if I could start answering in very calm, cool, and collected ways, and if you were to start just observing the way that it answers, I think that more people would become better communicators, and they would be, and I'm not a proponent of removing emotions from humans. I don't want to make that, let's make sure that that's not the message that people get from me. I do believe that we can regulate our responses better and we can become less reactionary by just taking a moment to get our emotions under control when we are triggered and then respond. And I find that AI is so masterful at this, at, you know, taking our human emotional reactions and then saying, you know, I understand that you might be upset, but let's just phrase it this way. I talk about this all the time with my husband because he is an entrepreneur as well. And he's a very heated, emotional Greek. And, you know, very often I'll say, I would love if you would just put what you just said into AI and ask it how you should respond to that client of yours. And it gives him an answer back. And he says, oh my God, that's amazing. And it's only until you start using it like that, where you begin to realize, oh, there really is another way that I could have responded to this situation. And what's even better is when you go the one step further and you receive a response from that person and you manage to calm them down, you manage to achieve your goal, and none of it had to do with heated emotions. It's phenomenal.
Beautifully put. So that might be one of the other the challenges, the resistance that people may have is, but I don't want to rely on this. And no, you should never rely on this. But as you said, if you can observe and learn from this, it's going to guide you. You will guide it. It will guide you. We all improve through knowledge and action and implementation. So Catherine, I've loved this. Been such a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for sharing not only the work that you do and some super principles here, but it's fantastic to hear your application of this. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It has. As you can hear, I love AI, and I don't love it in the wrong ways. My voice is always very present in everything that I write and my social media content, because I think that's important. I think people have to remember that we still want your voice there. But what I think it can do is it can actually help us become more creative, because it will give us back more time so that we can spend that time doing more things that we wish we had the time for. And that's what I want really people to understand, is that it is here to enhance and to add to our lives, add hours to our day, not the opposite.
Love that. Great message. So for those people who are like, yes, I want to learn more about this, your solution, your way of doing things, how can they find you? How can they reach out?
So basically, CatherineLucadeuCoaching.com. And across all social media, you will find me as Catherine Lucadeu Coaching, and on LinkedIn, Catherine Lucadeu. But I'm everywhere. I do videos all throughout the week. I have blog posts. So I would love to hear from your audience.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think this sounds fantastic, please go and check it out and reach out if you want. And Catherine, again, look, thank you so much. This has been, yeah, a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.